This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to our feature presentation. Yes, it is Thursday, which means it is time for Cinema Chat. And we have a slight casting change, as you may have noticed. David Fair is away today, so I am your host, Matt Hobson, for today. But there's one thing that still remains constant is our co-host, Nick Aldrink, the Cinema Programming Director of Marquee Arts. Nick, how are you on this fine Thursday?
I'm doing great. How are you, Matt?
Well, been busy. Dave's been off today and had a lot of work to do, but this is the day I've always been working for. In fact, I've been looking through the list, and I guess this is going to be one of those days on Cinema Chat. It seems like every time we meet, there's some kind of theme going
on. Yeah, and this was not necessarily intentional, but we have Disclosure Day that opens tonight at the States and in multiplexes everywhere. This is the latest from director Steven Spielberg, and is about a meteorologist and a cybersecurity expert who find themselves at the center of a movement to expose the government's cover-up of extraterrestrial secrets. And it's got Emily Blunt, Josh O'Connor, Colin Firth, and Colman Domingo, amongst many others in the cast. And music by John Williams.
Just when you thought he was out, Steven Spielberg pulls him right back in.
That's right. And he's getting back to his a subject he's covered a handful of times, aliens. Like he's going back to his Close Encounters days with this one.
Yeah, and I'm hearing a lot of conspiracy rumors already about this movie. First of all, people think that it is kind of a quasi-sequel to Close Encounters. Yeah. Another person just turned around and says, like, you know what? I think he's got actual alien files he's going to stash at the end of the credits or something like that. And hey, we maybe get an E.T. cameo on top of that. Who knows?
That would be something that he would do. But it's Steven Spielberg, even when his lesser-known films, he's still a master filmmaker.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm very looking forward to seeing this one.
Yes. And the next one you have is a kind of a localized documentary called Flag Day, set in a great state of Michigan.
Yeah. Flag Day, that is coming up on the 14th. And so we have this documentary opening tomorrow with the Michigan, set in the fall, set in the small farming community of Three Oaks, Michigan, home to the nation's largest Flag Day parade. This documentary is a verite portrait of ritual, identity, and belonging in an era of deep political division. Somewhere between tradition and transformation lies this field. Village, whose annual parade has become a pageant of American aspiration and memory. And this is from directors Andrew Shea and Melissa Shea, who were at our 2024 Cinetopia Film Festival with their last project, I'll Be There. So we have a little connection to this one as well.
Yeah, it's nice. They had good timing there. We've got the 250th anniversary of America on top of that. But it's you know, good to see a documentary kind of like hold up mirrors, like, okay, here's America, here's what we can do, and here's maybe things that we can make different and still celebrate at the same time.
Yeah.
So I think this is a good choice for a lot of people.
Yeah, and this is a very charming documentary. Yeah. This kind of, you know, you can't really talk about Flag Day without leaning into our politics today, but it does so in a way that's very sensitive, and it doesn't really take any stances at all, but it just shows patriotism as a way that unites this community, which is very special.
Very good. And I'm seeing your list, and you have a whole lot of special screenings coming up between now and next week. Let's start with the late night classic series.
Yeah, tonight we're screening the film The Handmaiden. This is from 2016. It'll be 8 o'clock tonight, with the help from an orphan pickpocket, a Korean con man devises an elaborate plot to seduce and bilk a Japanese woman out of her inheritance. And this is from writer-director Park Chan-wook, who made the films Old Boy and No Other Choice, among many other great films. This is a really terrific psychological thriller with a LGBTQ lean to it as well.
Yeah, and the same thing for your next late-night classic for Tomorrow Night Cruising. Sounds like a film this was considerably ahead of its time.
Yeah, this is from 1980, tomorrow at 9:30, a New York police officer goes undercover on the rough trade beat to find a serial killer who is targeting homosexual men. And this is from writer-director William Friedkin, who of course made The Exorcist and The French Connection, amongst many other great films, and stars Al Pacino, Paul Sorvino, and Karen Allen. And this is definitely Al Pacino in a role that if you don't know anything about this film, you probably aren't expecting him to appear in a film like this, but it's very, very thrilling film as well.
Yeah, and the National Theater Live Theater is coming back tomorrow with All My Sons, and this could be quite the production based on the cast alone.
Yeah, this will be Saturday at 7, and it's filmed live from the West West End in London. It's got Bryan Cranston and Marion Jean-Baptiste, feature in a five-star, triumphantly acclaimed new production of Arthur Miller's classic play.
As in Arthur Miller's Theater in the University of Michigan. That's, so nice. So yeah. A little Ann Arbor twist there.
Yeah, that's right. From the visionary director Ivan Van Hove. Set in America in 1947, Joe and Kate Keller are a success story, but their contented lives are about to shatter. A figure from the past forces long-buried truths to the surface, lying bare the price of the American dream.
Well, I think just watching Bryan Cranston on stage, you know, he is a master in anything he does. Just throw a script at him, next thing you know, he's got a ton of awards coming his way. He is
right.
Incredible. Yes, you are listening to Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Matt Hobson, sitting across from Nick Aldrink. And we got some family-friendly stuff for those who are getting a Pixar mood, especially that Toy Story 5 is coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, we have Luca, the film that just came out in 2021. And this will be Sunday at 11 a.m., free and open to the public. And it's set on the Italian Riviera. An unlikely but strong friendship grows between a human being and a sea monster disguised as a human. And this features the voice cast of Jacob Tremblay, who people may remember from a really great drama called Room that came out about 8 years ago or so,
right?
With Jake Dillon, Grazer, Maya Rudolph, and Jim Gaffigan in this one as well.
Yep, and the summer classics continues with a real I consider it a classic film, especially for those who just want to relive their childhood friendship. Mm-hmm. Stand By Me.
Yeah, Stand By Me from 1986. This will be playing Sunday at 1:30, part of summer classics. After learning that a stranger has been accidentally killed near their rural homes, four Oregon boys decide to go see the body, and on the way they learn more about one another and their different home lives. And this is, of course, based on the novella by Stephen King from the great director Rob Reiner, and stars Will Wheaton, Jerry O'Connor, River Phoenix, and Corey Feldman.
And who can forget that unforgettable train sequence when they're on the tracks?
And
actually, I watched this not too long ago, and the one thing I got from it is, when you look back on your childhood, you realize, you know what? It's fleeting.
Yeah.
Just you realize you're eventually going to grow up, and next thing you know, you're not going to know the people that you grew up with anymore. They go to different lives. That's what I got from that.
Yeah, it's a great summer film. And, I mean, of course, for, probably 10 to 12 years old is probably the right time to introduce your kids to this movie.
Right.
But, really great film to see with your kids as well.
Yeah, and let's get some disco roller skates out. You got a sing and dance along event coming up on Sunday night.
Yeah, we're playing Xanadu from 1980 this Sunday at 6 o'clock. So come out and sing and dance along to this iconic 80s classic. There will be a drag performance before the show, specialty cocktails, a costume contest, as well as community tabling opportunities. So come out and dressed at your most glamorous 80s attire, but we just ask that you leave the roller skates at home.
And not that you guys are carpeted, because, if it's hardwood floor, I would understand.
So this is a film about struggling artist Sonny, who is trapped in a dull job painting album covers.
That's not a dull job. I think that's great.
And when he is instantly attracted to Kira, played by Olivia Newton-John, an anonymous woman randomly photographed in the background of one of his assignments, he visits the auditorium where the cover art was shot and finds the mysterious beauty is an ageless Greek muse who encourages him to team up with old-fashioned Danny McGuire, played by Gene Kelly, to build a roller skating disco. But you didn't see that plot twist coming.
Well, certainly not Gene Kelly making an appearance. I didn't realize he was still making movies at
that
point.
Yeah, this is one of his last film roles, but he still dances in this film.
I bet he does.
It is a great role.
Yeah, and you already got a couple of stuff set for this time a week from now, two big screenings, one for Ann Arbor Japan Week and another late-night classic that's classic is definitely an understatement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have Oko's Inn. That'll be playing on next week, Thursday at 7:30, part of Ann Arbor Japan Week, free and open to the public. And Mulholland Drive also plays that night at 8 o'clock from the great David Lynch.
Many consider this his masterpiece.
Yes, and it is certainly one that you will want to see with your friends and talk about once it's over, because you can watch this film five different times and have a different interpretation about what it's about.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty much is the definition, but that is David Lynch in a nutshell. If you watch it again, it was like, wait a minute, I didn't notice that before, and then it's like, wait, what?
Yeah,
and you got a lot to continue on. Here's a movie I'm particularly fond of, Trainspotting, and I will say this, if you want to see a definite crazy person, watch Robert Carlyle on Trainspotting.
this is its 30th anniversary, and it's a 4K restoration now playing at the Michigan. It's really the film that put Daniel Boyle and Ewan McGregor in the spotlight.
Indeed.
Also got Johnny Lee Miller, Robert Carlyle, and Kelly MacDonald in this one, about Renton, deeply immersed in Edinburgh drug scene, who tries to clean up and get out despite the allure of drugs and the influence of friends.
And there's that baby on the ceiling. Who can forget that?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, The Sheep Detectives. This has been a pretty popular movie in Ann Arbor, hasn't it?
It has been extremely popular. This is such a delightful, very English film, and a bunch of sheep. You got Hugh Jackman, Emma Thompson, and voice cast Brett Goldstein, Patrick Stewart, Regina Hall, Chris O'Dowd, Bryan Cranston again, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
And you got Power Ballad, you got Tuner, Caroline, Backrooms, just a little bit of everything that's having some good runs so far.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's probably your last chance to catch Power Ballad and Caroline, and I really recommend you see both of them.
Excellent. Well, Nick, thanks a lot for joining us, and we'll be back with David next week, and keep in mind that David's time is running out, so we hope you'll be sure to enjoy your time with him.
Yes, I certainly will.
That's Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts, and if you want to get all the information on Cinema Chat, just check out our website at WEMU.org. I'm Matt Hobson, sitting in for David Fair. You've been listening to the Cinema Chat here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU, Ypsilanti.